What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuff.
Yeah, we've been gone for 2 weeks. Fuck off. Anyway.
Sorry, guys. Listen, we had shit going on, and when I tell you shit going on...
So stupid. It's so stupid, the amount of shit. But yeah. This is the final episode of the season. We're gonna cap it up with this one. So we can, you know, move on with some projects that we need to get finished for the season and some other cool things that we're working on behind the scenes. So
you know what we're going to talk about. We talk about it every episode.
Yeah, I know. So far, like the last fucking three have been the same shit. What better said with the whole Tuner Battlegrounds thing? Because we're going to recap it a little bit. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk some smack now. Nothing crazy smack, but you know, some fun smack. What did you learn? If you learned anything, better said.
The internet is a weird place, man.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Catch you all next season.
The internet will humble you, hug you, smack you, kiss you.
Burn you. Yeah.
Dude, it is wild.
It is wild. Like I said, I am proud of you. You made it all the way to the fifth fucking stage. So
Top four,
yes. Right, that was fifth stage.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. So, I'm proud of you.
Semifinals.
Yeah, proud of you. You did it. That in itself is an accomplishment. That in itself is a nice pat in the back. Granted, it's not the, you know, picturistic lottery thing that we had in our heads that we were talking about.
It never happens.
But you know what? You got to take it as a win. End of the day, it's a good win. It's a good learning curve.
Hold on. Let's talk a little bit about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it gets down to the final four, and we're just sitting there waiting to see what happens next. And then we get tossed in a group chat. Me, John, Anna, and the Gold Subaru, because I don't even know your name. I'm so sorry.
Who do you think is the one with the smart mouth in that group chat, by the way, people? But go ahead.
So I'm like, dude, come on. I know you're going to put me against this fucker. Just put him and Anna together. And I say it in the group chat with like laughing faces. And then John decides to chime in and goes, I want her now. And I was like, oh, shit. I think I just stirred the pot a little bit.
You just started by accident.
And then, of course, Fancy Stancy STI is the guy running the host of the show, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
He booted me out. He fucking booted me out the chat. I got screenshots and everything, guys. So then I'm like, all right. So me and John have been talking back and forth. He's a really good guy. A little funny, but he's really, really, really good. He's the V12 Subaru.
Yes, that's the one that's been now making the rounds on. I've been seeing more reels of his car.
Oh, he's blowing up on IG
right now. Yeah. And it's been trickling to TikTok now. There's people doing, like, you know, those video reviews.
Look at this.
And, yeah. And, like, breaking down the car and all that shit.
I'm more surprised that they didn't start doing that with me.
You know what it is?
I got nothing special under the hood. There's nothing great about me. I'm just an aesthetic.
Yes and no. To be 100%. I mean, we were talking about this before. We've been talking about this since day one. We've been kind
of... Yeah, but hold on. What we did was,
exactly. Yeah, 100% that. Just like I'm pretty sure anybody else looking at the fucking website when this was starting was doing the same exact shit.
My favorite thing you said was, oh shit, that Mercedes with the Marlboro, that guy's gonna make it far.
I mean, he made it pretty far.
Who would I stomp out?
Oh, well, yeah, you stomped him out. And I heard, and I was reading that the owner of that one was ranting a little bit online or complaining, better said.
About me?
No, I don't know about what. I don't know if it was literally about you or about just like the competition in general. I don't know.
Where'd you hear that?
The interwebs of Facebook. You gotta remember, we're in the Tuner Battlegrounds group page, and you know, there's other pages and shit like that. So little glimpses pick up, just like, you know, the other rantings that I've been showing you.
Also, I was the only member that didn't submit a proper video. They released videos about everybody else, remember?
No way. What happened with the video that you sent? Oh. No, I know you redid it with the, because, you know, obviously you were like blaring the fucking music to like Kingdom Come. But you did redo it.
Yeah.
And you sent it.
Yep. And it still didn't get published.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even notice that, to be honest. I thought they did.
No, they did not.
Ooh, interesting. That is interesting, actually. I mean, I have to admit, this version of Tuner Battlegrounds has been fucking chaotic as fuck. And don't get me wrong, I love this competition. I think it's cool as shit. I think it gives everybody, literally, that signs up a fucking platform to, like, kind of grow a little bit more and kind of get their cars out a little bit more if they're, like, been hidden, you know, type of shit. But Jesus fuck, why this one has really been chaotic as fuck.
Well, I can tell you what the contributing factors are.
We can sit here and say that one all fucking day.
But, you have somebody who's done it 101 times, who's pretty much, I don't want to call her butthurt, but like she's rubbing up against it and she's
passionate. She's very passionate.
Passionate. Yeah, yes, that's the word. Passionate.
That's the word to go for.
You didn't even say bless you. Wow.
Well, bless you. Bless
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bless you, just in case.
Yeah. So she's very determined, and rightfully so. She has a build if you're inside the car and, like, you know, lights are on and, like, it's aired out. But not for anything. Mm. You know you can buy that same exact outside situation she has going on from the dealership, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Okay. No, I didn't know if you know.
No, I know.
Okay.
I know. I know you're trying to stir the pot a bit.
No, I'm not stirring shit.
No, I know. I'm just fucking with you. You know what it is? I feel like, I mean, the bickering and the bullshit.
Also, want to thank Jesse again for pushing so hard.
Oh, yeah, no, she was all actually awesome. And actually, literally everybody that voted, because even the OGs. Yep. Shout outs to you guys, because the shout outs really, you know, the OGs really came out hard swinging for you boys.
For real, I just want to say thank you to everybody who jumped in and decided to vote and repost and show me love and remember to do it again and again and again. I have some friends who didn't even repost me, and I got to kind of like question who they are in my life at this point, but we'll get down road when we get there.
Like I said, it's a hell of a learning curve that you get to experience this. I always told you it was going to be fun. It was going to be stressful as fuck at the same time.
It did show me what faces are behind the masks.
To a certain degree, yeah, to a certain degree.
What do you mean? I had people who I don't really talk to reposting me.
Well, it's
friends of friends of friends of friends of friends who I've met once, maybe.
That's 100% normal.
That's support. That's love.
No, that's... Well, yeah, obviously that's support and love, but I meant usually it's the... I guess you can say outsider... peering in, the ones that give you the most votes. That's just, bro, what's that name? You're never a prophet in your own town, my guy.
You're never the hero of your hometown.
That's exactly same principle, but you're going on a global stage, because this global stage.
You're not kidding.
So when I tell you, give yourself a pat on the back for it, is exactly because of that. Global stage. It's not a plain Jane car show. It's not, you know what I mean? It's a global stage that you went up against. Because how many cars signed up?
I'll tell you right now. Give me a second. Go ahead.
Get the number.
Yeah. I'm on it right now.
But, you know what I mean? It's one of those things that, I mean, we've been going back and forth and, like, we were calling out the competition, what cars were versing what cars and who and what and where. And, I mean, there's a few that should have made it, didn't make it. Did it make it better, son?
All right, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What?
Wow. There's a lot of pages, dude. A lot of pages.
Well, better say how many pages and then versus how many cars are on one single page. That makes it life a little bit easier. If I'm not mistaken, I think in general there was over 100 that signed up. Out of the 100, I think it got narrowed down to like... maybe 40.
There's 10 pages of 12 cars each.
All right. So you get a good idea if you do the math. And that's a lot of fucking cars.
There's some really cool cars. Yeah,
but there's some really cool cars, though. You know what I mean?
Skylines, 240s, fucking you name it, dude.
So now, you know what it comes down to? Which is now the question that I think might get misinterpreted in this entire competition. because there's the two cars are going up now, the Charger and V12, right? Mm-hmm. V12 outside aesthetics.
Oh, I'm lying to you.
What happened?
There's a lot more than 10 pages.
I know. Just stop counting. That's just, guys, it's a lot of cars.
How many pages?
331 pages worth of cars, 10 cars each page.
12.
12 cars each page. Yeah, you guys can do the math on that. Fuck that. I'm not doing it.
But holy shit, dude.
But goes to show. Global stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
Granted, I believe if I'm not mistaken, that holds every single car that's ever been in the competition. Hell, I'm pretty sure if you go all the way to the last page, you'll find red. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not even kidding. When you're bored taking a shit, scroll through. You'll probably find red.
Frank Castaneda from West New York, New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly that. But it's just, again, going back to this, the competition now at hand for the final, you know, car that make it to SEMA. I don't know. I'm kind of like scratching my head a little bit on it. And I say this because, granted, I'm not saying this to be a hater or anything, because I think the both builds are equally cool in their aspects. But for a magazine, I would think the car would have to be touched everywhere.
Okay.
You get me? Not saying one's cooler than the other or whatever the fuck. My entire whole premise is a little bit of everything. Because let's say, for example, okay, what happened to us when you first did the competition, you got in and we were looking at it. We skimmed right through John's page.
Yeah, and we didn't even bat an
eyelash. We didn't blink a fucking fart at it. We were like, oh, it's just, hell, it has an LS swap.
Hold on.
What, did you find my page?
Did you really tell them you have a Dinian, I don't care, ECU what? Tune?
Yeah, I have, stage one. That's not new.
Full of shit.
No, I've always had stage one.
That thing is slow as piss.
It is slow as piss. A stage one is slow as piss.
Flowmaster ECU chip.
Yeah.
I'll fuck you up.
No, dead ass.
You're full of shit.
Dead ass. I grant that. What picture is that one anyway on there?
Don't worry about it.
That was before, it was a lot before.
That was a leather wide body.
There we go. That was the old fender flares.
I didn't like him. I'm happy you got what you got now.
Yeah, I got some cooler stuff now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jesus Christ, I think I have the old IG page on there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do have the old IG page.
Yes, you do.
Huh. What page was I on?
I just put you in the search.
Oh, okay. That works too.
Custom.
Name of the game, pussy.
Me and you both know. With 10 grand, I can build this car.
Probably, yeah. Or sponsored by eBay.
No, you got a couple NRG things in there.
Oh, yeah. That's when I had the harnesses on and the old steering wheel.
Yeah, I don't know why you let that go. That was pretty cool.
Got bored of it. Mm-hmm. That's what usually happens in this car game. You get bored of parts and you just change them.
Not for anything. I think you're an asshole.
Why? What happened?
Because that decal on the back was pretty good.
What did I even have in the back?
Are you shitting me right now?
No, I don't fucking remember. Oh my God! That's what I did.
Don't reach for my phone.
You're so fucking stupid. Are you fucking hiding a dick pic?
He jumped
behind my page.
Peeps, he jumped out of his seat. Oh my God!
I know you. You want to laugh? That picture was when I rattle canned the two tone.
I don't know
why.
I like it so much.
That's rattle canned, bro. Fuck you. That's all rattle canned.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's literally I mean, for those that know me, you're not even surprised. For the ones that don't, yes, I rattle canned the first design of the two-tone that I wanted. I mean, I got it done professionally later on, but the first design aspect of it, I was just bored, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to make you fucking at least look a little bit nicer.
It's so stupid how cool this car is, and you don't even touch it or drive it or nothing.
Yeah, maybe I will this year.
I'm doubtful.
Same here. What, you think I was gonna fucking lie about it?
You had these little decals all over the car, dude.
Yeah. I was fucking around. I do miss my old fog lights. I have to admit, I do miss my old big fogs.
Color matched hella caps on them.
Yep. And my oil cooler in the front. I do miss that. What the
fuck is that?
What? Where?
Driveway built.
Oh, yeah. My old banner. Yeah, my old banner I used to have in the front.
That's a good one. All right. Enough kissing your ass about red. Fuck that thing.
She looks nicer now, at least. But
I don't know. I like that better.
When it was rattle canned?
Yeah, something about satin red.
I mean,
because your clear was not very nice.
No, it wasn't. I didn't even clear it. I didn't give a shit.
All the shit you give me.
Yeah, it was just different.
I get to do what I want. Stop right there. Guys, you have no idea how much shit he gave me about, you need to do paint. That's bullshit. Yeah. You didn't even clear.
What? Yeah, you're right. Cause I just rattle canned it. I didn't give a fuck. Cause I was going to get the car done anyway.
Did Alfredo help you?
No, he would have never reached the roof.
You look like a fucking crackhead painted that.
Yeah.
Why would you do that, though?
Because I was bored.
Stop.
So instead of doing Photoshop, I did real-life Photoshop. That's the best way to put it.
It is cool, though.
It's hilarious because people that remember the car then, they say it looks nice now, but they do miss the grittier look it had.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Because that original, a lot of it is the natural patina that the car had, which I do miss it to a certain aspect of it. But I am me, and that shit was getting annoying as fuck. Because if I wanted to bring it to a show, I was like, I can't bring this to a show. This is stupid. It's not even paint. It's like it's the clear. If you sneezed hard enough, you would chip it off. You know what I mean? Like, it was bad. Granted, original red from 1994, for the love of God. That thing was never repainted.
I still forget how cool that Heckle plate is.
I still have her.
I know.
It's sitting in the back. But I do like my carbon fiber one more. It's more rare.
I don't know.
From 1995.
Carbon fisper.
Fake carbon fisper. It was printed because back then, you know, it wasn't even a thing. But that one was, you know. But anyway, whatever. What the fuck? We're getting so fucking stupidly sidetracked as always.
But back to Tuner Battlegrounds.
Again, going back to the competition. Like I said, it's... Both cars are cool. But I still believe for being a something that goes to SEMA, something that's going to get magazine. Granted, I'm not killing anybody's hype or anybody's whatever. Just my own personal view on it. Mm-hmm. It should have more. Now people listening are gonna be like, what the fuck, bro? It's a V12 twin turbo. What more fucking? Well, fuck you. Wide body, crazy paint.
Bentley something paint.
Okay, whatever. We can go with that. But wide body.
Did you
interior?
Yeah.
Crazy sound setup. Granted, I'm pretty sure that's not the quote-unquote vision he had,
and yeah,
that's
and fine. Canada, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's respectable and fine. It's just...
I don't know. I love it.
No, don't get me wrong. I like the car. It's fucking mean as shit. Like I said, we blew right by it because we didn't really think much of it.
But hold that's on. Let me see if I can call this fucker if he feels like getting on right now.
But that's exactly my point. Unless you don't notice or read, anybody thinks it's just a normal Subi. I mean, I would love to dive in and ask him a million questions. Like, were you bored? Did someone dare you?
So, wait, hold on.
What?
Tuner Battlegrounds just got back to me. Thank you for participating. If you win a Tuner Battlegrounds live in your area, it will be published in the mag. Have you entered one of those before?
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're going to be doing lives on tour.
That's awesome.
You I'm going to stomp everybody fucking out.
Which means...
Fuck, I got to do the bumper.
Yeah. Took the fucking words right out of my mouth. Well, guys, thanks for listening. We got to get to work. Bye. Yeah, do it. Sign up. That'd be cool. Son of
a bitch.
Which means maybe Elite Tuner. I know Elite Tuner has usually done some stuff with PASMAG. Or could be Hot Import Nights because they are coming back to the East Coast this year. Ta-da, surprise. They're actually going to Carlisle. They're taking over the fairgrounds.
Wait, who?
Hot Import Nights.
When?
September.
Ah, oh, you motherfucker.
September. Not sure of the date. Actually, you know what? Let me double check that real quick. Let's see. But yeah.
I just hit him up. I said, hey, we're recording right now live. Want to jump on an audio call?
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, it's not, you know, video chat or whatever.
Well, yeah, well.
I know he's, you said he's shy or whatever when you're talking. He didn't want to get on video or whatever, which is fine. That doesn't bother me. Let's see.
All right. So, by
September 7th, 2024, Carlisle, Pennsylvania, the fairgrounds, Huntingport Nights. Fucking finally, my nipples are stupidly hard right now. I would cut glass.
Hold on. So, just to let you guys know who he is on Instagram, it's OneLowRX.
So, did he respond or?
I'm waiting for him to respond.
Oh, okay, okay.
He's usually good about responding too. That's the funnier part.
So. But yeah, Hot Import Nights is coming back. I'm very stupidly excited about that. We'll see what happens. but to go back to the competition, if he does call, like, my question would be, why body it?
You're gonna piss him off.
Why? He doesn't like why body? Like,
you're gonna ask him a question? All right. So
I mean, aside from the basics, I would love to pick his brain on like what made him. Like, I swear, was it a prank? Was it like a dare? You were just bored and you happened to see.
Maybe he needed to beat a 2.0 Accord. Maybe. Maybe he was just pissed off and just said, you know what? I'm going to blow this motherfucker up.
He has his own burger line. I totally get it now. Got it. Got it. His own Hudson County. No shit. I didn't even know that was in Canada.
That's so bad.
I mean, he did all his own work.
From what it looks like, yes.
Okay.
From what it looks like, I can't answer for him. Right. I'm hoping that this comes through. And
I mean, that'd be cool. If not, whatever. We can always record it later on and kind of just like, bonus.
That we could. We could. We're probably not going to, though, because after you put that laptop away and these mics go away, I don't want to fucking see the setup for next year.
No, if it's something cool like that, we can always like, kind of like shoot it and be like, oh, bonus, you know, interview.
You're full of shit because we were supposed to do some things last year.
Oh, yeah, that happens too.
No,
yeah.
You're full of shit. Don't promise these people something you're not going to deliver.
You've been promising them fucking feet pics since like season one.
What if the fuck? I made it.
Oh, that's the caveat now? How things change, sir.
You know.
Gets a carbon fiber front end and forgets about all his fans that want to see his feet.
Nobody wants to see this shit.
But, I mean, like I said, it would be, me personally, like I said, I would ask him that. Why not white body it? I mean, you're there to bring it to the next fucking level, right? No?
It's another thing with maintenance. To maintain a wide body is a bitch and a half. And don't take this the wrong way.
No, I get it.
No, I don't think you really do.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you. Da, 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 da. I don't have to worry about that because I'm not crazy wide body.
You're bolted on wide body and
fuck
red.
Yeah, it's so easy. Me. Back on. See what I did there?
But now I gotta worry about hitting potholes, shit cracking.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We all know who's gonna win. I mean, it's I don't wanna sound
say
like
it,
the,
say it,
I
say
don't
it.
Wanna sound like
say
the
it.
Asshole, but
say it.
The annihilation
that's
gonna come is fucking wild. I'm not gonna bother saying names or any of that. I do wish everybody the best that's competing.
What,
but
are you scared she's gonna hear this?
No, I don't give a fuck really. But it's just like
it means for what, guys?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I like to teach people Spanish in this fucking thing. But anyway, yeah. It's gonna be probably pretty bad if the points go the way they've been going.
Now let me ask you something. Do you think somebody's gonna get upset and then take to Facebook afterwards?
Probably.
I'm hopeful.
And I will be there to record it all, take screenshots and send it. Like I said, I don't know, maybe the other ones in the past have been also.
Do you remember
like this? But I guess I was more like, oh my god, kind of like focused because it was you and Eddie and then it was you. But I've been more in like, you know, watching
on
it
the
because
edge.
The other ones have come and gone, and I just never bothered blinking an eye or giving a fuck.
Well, now you have skin in the game.
You know what I mean? Like, I would just, like, Eddie would post up the link, I would go vote and, like, walk away. Like, I wouldn't bother looking, oh, who's this and that? But I was here, like, doing fucking mathematics. Like, oh, no, this one's going to go with this one, and then this one's going to jump with this one, and then this one was going to, like, I was calling it.
But let's be realistic.
What?
As far as the brackets go, it really
could have been better.
In all reality, at in the middle of it, it should have been me versus the yellow WRX.
Yes. Yes. I will say that and I will continue to say that. Yes.
And it should have been Anna versus John.
Mm-hmm. I could go back even more, and I forgot what other car was in it when Eddie was also the last round Eddie was into. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had thrown Eddie. I forgot with who. I think it was the, was it the yellow?
Yeah.
It was the yellow. Mm-hmm. But there was another one before that that they could have like
swapped it to make it easier. Over.
Not make it easier, because that's not really.
Oh, no, like, that was
quote
John,
unquote the fun.
That
the
was
fun
John
of it.
Versus the other Subaru.
Thank you.
The
yes.
slaughter that happened.
That fucking a night. Like, oh my God, I hope that kid's still around. It, people love you. Don't do it. Like, fucking hell, man. Like, we say that joking, obviously, but like, oh, binga. Like, I would disable Instagram for at least a month.
He was making toast next to his bathtub. Looking at the toaster like, you want to come in? Come on, man. It's fine in here.
Just drew a happy face with a Sharpie on it.
Wilson.
We're fucking horrible. Like, I still say, when we were saying it then, and I'll say it now, either he pissed off somebody in the fucking editorial room in that fucking office, or somebody there was just like, nah, we're putting him with him. How much you want to bet? Like, it was just like, because honestly, beyond unfair is like my entire premise of it.
You David Goliath.
Yeah. You should at least do the brackets. I'm not saying to make it easy, because that's not fun and that's not really, quote unquote, mm-hmm. the competition side. I meant more as in the realistic of making it more neck and neck, which entices people and you get that, oh, shit, they're close. Woo! They're close because, let's face it, the last two rounds we saw... Mm-hmm. I mean, not you're always still excited and you're kind of like, oh, my God, I wonder who. But like, it's not the same feel when it's, you know, 100 points over here, 700 right next to you. You got me? But now if you put cars that are close in the brackets, 150 to 120. That's close. And that gives a little bit more excitement. At least I would think that, again, this is my own opinion. I still feel like the brackets could have been done a little bit better. What do you think?
I do. Hold on one second.
What? What happened? Who are you even?
Project coordinator.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Long story very short. I think that not only, well, I don't want to say that it could have been done better because then I make them look like they're not doing their job the right way, which is totally opposite.
No. This is like a complete, plain, like, not being judgmental or to sound judgmental because we're not.
I think it should go based on their follower count on all social media platforms. You should add all of that up and then...
Yeah, because end of
the day... Use two versus use.
Yes, it's such a hard thing because yes on one side and no on the other.
But what also bugged me out, I'm going to tell you something.
What?
The amount of more or less... Mm-hmm. publicizing and posting the competitors and who's going against who, mm-hmm. they started off very nice. This guy versus this guy. This guy versus this guy.
Right, yeah.
And then as it got smaller and smaller, they stopped doing that. I'm like, why'd they stop doing that? For what? Like, mm-hmm. that was exposure.
Yes, true.
So what made them say, you know what, this is too much work. We're losing more people here. You know what I'm saying? Like, bodies are dropping.
Three have left the nose already.
Yeah.
It is, like I said, it's interesting. Love to be a fly in the wall. I swear to God I would.
Dude.
I would love that. But I still think, like, the brackets could have been done a little bit more...
Different.
A little bit more competitive, I guess you could say. That would be a better way to say it. Again, this, you know, it's my opinion anyway. It is what it is.
They can wipe their ass with it.
Yeah. It's a fucking fart in the wind. I don't give a shit. You know, I'm not...
Wouldn't it be some shit if I drove around from state to state just whooping ass at all of their shows?
Would be cool.
They'd have to write me about it in multiple articles.
Oh, I see what you did there.
So yeah, John has a centerfold and all that, but I'm in six magazines.
Which, when you really balance it out, it kind of kills each other out. Fair, so it makes sense. Fair. It's fair in my book. Like I said, I am... Very, when does this one end? Like in 2 days?
Yeah.
In 2 days it ends.
Actually, it ends Friday at 3 p.m.
Okay, so I am curious to see now the...
rant.
Wasn't what I was going to say, but sure, that's going to be the bonus, actually, entertainment for the day. No, the final count of what the scores are going to be.
He's going to break well over 2,000. She's going to break 1,700.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. What would happen if the roles are reversed?
If she wins?
Yeah.
We got to eat our, like, we got to eat our tongues. That's it. Have a good night, folks. We won't be seeing you ever again.
Like I said, it's just so fucking weird because I've been seeing the both sides of the, like, the hardcore Subaru people bashing the piss out of the fucking Charger and all the Mopar people. Just like ganging up on all the fucking, oh, you guys not eating nothing but rice. Burn you all like crazy fucking shit. And you guys are like fucking Trump lovers. Like fuck, Trump's like, Jesus, fuck, what the hell is this? Has this always been going on?
It's a food fight of insults.
Like, holy shit. But yeah, God, guys are passionate. Like,
Merc.
Yeah, fuck, man. You guys really like hold each other. I do give that to Mopar people. Like, we were talking this shit before the fucking mic was even on. That, y'all motherfuckers. Wow.
Yeah, it's same thing with the Klan. They all stick together because they're all the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Wow. Hashtag Hitler was wrong. we're so going to get canceled.
Tell them what you were telling me to do.
No. No, I don't know what the fuck you were talking about, bro. That was all you. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I was trying to stop you. This nigga wanted to take a shower with like three toaster. I was like, no.
No, not that. The comments are telling me to leave on this guy's page to freeze it up.
No, don't do it. People
so the day before, you. hold on. So the day before Instagram crashes.
Yo, why are you talking shit for, bro? I'm about to cancel this shit right now. Goodbye, guys.
No, stop.
I'll catch you maybe never. Bye.
So the day before Instagram crashes, I'm talking. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get
Which,
my
by
ass
the
kicked.
Way, Snuff is the one that caused the crash. No. He's the one that caused the crash for Instagram on everybody.
Let me tell the fucking story.
No. There's no story to tell.
Why are you being like
this? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what? How many sound effects do I have on this board? Hold on.
The day before Instagram.
You hear that? They're coming for you, nigga. Stop talking shit.
The day before Instagram crashed, I'm like, yo, I'm going to get my ass kicked. And I don't know what to do about this. I'm panicking. I'm calling everybody I know. I'm like, do you think anybody will endorse me? You know, maybe reach out. We call Slick. Slick's like, yeah, I got you. Crickets.
Well, I already told you what that was going to be hard as fuck just because he is a public figure in the car show game. So if he does it for you, he's going to have to do it for everybody else.
Yeah, when they get to the top four, good luck.
So, you know what I mean? Name of the game, bro. That's how it goes.
I reached out to several people and they were like, nah, we can't touch that, dude, because, you know, then we have to do it for everybody else. And I'm like, I'm not everybody else. And then I went back to the brands that, you know, actually are on my car. And long story short, it was just pulling teeth and doing it with chopsticks. It wasn't fun. So me and him are brainstorming. He's like, dude, go write some weird shit on his page, like hashtag this and that on his comments. I'm not gonna say what anti-Semitic fucking hate bullshit.
Fucking survival, nigga. It's called survival of the fucking smartest out in this game.
So he made that joke and we were laughing about it for a little bit because, of course, we would never do that kind of nonsense.
I mean, obviously we didn't shit. That would have been...
And then the day after, he called the next me fucking day. 6 a.m. in the morning.
Bro, what the fuck? Why is IG down? What did you do? Did you really do it, bro?
It was hysterical to laugh at it and think to myself, what if this guy's one of the people like... that his page is frozen and they can't get into his link. I might have a chance. There is a God.
That was funny as fuck because the timing was actually pretty fucking...
Chef's fucking kiss.
Because we were talking shit and we were making jokes of it all. And then we kind of left it there. And then literally the next day, I go to load. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Why isn't my IG loading? And out of nowhere, it just booted me out of everything. I was booted out of Facebook, booted out of IG. I was like, oh my God. Snuff broke the internet. What crazy racist shit did this motherfucker leave on his page?
Like kids from Wayfair. Selling organs of toddlers. Orphan organs.
You just copy and just post it on every single competitor's fucking IG pages and then knock them all out.
All their pages. Oh, John's typing.
Oh, let's see if we can finally get them on.
Come on, John.
That would be awesome.
Hold on. I'm playing Pike Ball right now.
What the fuck is that? I'm pretty sure somebody could please enlighten me on what the fuck that even is. All right, whatever. We can always catch them on the next one. Can someone Google that? Like, can you Google that? What the fuck is that?
No, pickleball. Why is he playing pickleball? I don't know what fucking pickleball is.
Yeah, you should have left a comment. Is that him calling?
No.
Oh, I got excited. What the fuck? Who's
another John. Hold on, hold on, hold on. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm shooting a podcast. You're currently on the podcast.
Hello.
Yeah, bud.
And I'm leaving it on.
Ugly society, baby.
Oh, here we go. All right, you're about to cancel yourself right now.
Call me later.
All right, later.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
That was good. That was good.
He's one of my friends who just decided to start up his own team. It's a society team.
Oh, okay.
I love him to death. I told him not to pick that name. He still went with it. It's a cool banner. He got a little logo thing, and he's starting up a website. And
okay, that's good.
He's going in the right direction.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. I don't think he's going to fuck it up. Let's just see where it goes.
You're so fucking... I hope he doesn't fuck it up.
No, I have faith in him. I really
All right,
do.
Good.
I genuinely mean that. I'm more worried about his old teammates bashing the team and talking down on it, and then it coming to a head. And you've seen that story before.
That's replayed a million times.
I'm unsure whether he left on good terms or bad terms, or somebody's going to be butthurt about it, which, let's be honest.
There's always that one person that's going to be butthurt. Mm-hmm. That's just the name of the game.
My thing is for him is, like, just pay attention to everybody else around you and watch how they move and act. And
yeah, like I said, as long as what... The same shit that usually plays out with all the clubs that kind of, you know, the butterflies in the air and flowers are blooming, bloop, like 30 clubs come out out of the woodworks. And then when the winter comes, there's like maybe 3 standing. How it goes. Why the fuck? I don't fucking know. Just don't follow. My best advice to everybody.
Give him a tip or two. Come on. You've been doing this for 20-something years.
That honestly is. One, stand your ground on what you believe in. The main one, really.
Mm-hmm.
Second, again, this one's more of like a optional one because a million teams do different things in that aspect. Money-wise, don't take nobody's money. I'm like 23 years and I've never charged a due once in my fucking life.
All right, so let's talk about the Carlisle tent.
Well, that was a chip-in. No, that's different.
No, we have little things like that where we do it.
But we chip in. One-shot deal, that's it.
But I think even that's not a bad mistake. But again, shouldn't take anybody's money, period, because look at not different visions, but what was the one before them? Remember the guy took the money and ran off?
Oh, it was Zero Limits?
Yeah, those guys. You said a name. You're going to hell.
It's the last episode. Not worried.
But again, that's why you shouldn't do things like that. And even when you do it to an extent, I kind of cringe a little bit. I'm like, oh, we're doing this.
Well, you know what? Everybody that knows me well enough to be like, that's exactly what I got paid for, and that's it.
Well, hear me out. All right, let's talk Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings when I say this out loud.
I don't care.
I'm in a park with the Z's.
That's fine.
Joey's in a park with his sobs because he has to.
I know, that's fine.
Who's left in that tent? You, Amanda.
Tammy and 2 more cars. Deshaun and Nate.
Yeah. So that's 5 cars under a tent.
Yeah, but the tent's made for the people, not the cars. It's so we don't burn in the fucking sun. And we have a parking in the map.
Hold on. He just sent me a flyer of a season opener for Lost Culture.
Lost Culture? What the fuck is that?
Some bullshit that's going on tomorrow at 7:30. But it's at a IHOP in Boonton. Absolutely not going to Boonton. The roads are awful.
Look at that. Somebody's learning. No, and that.
But again, that's things to stay away from.
Oh, and Eddie. Forgot. Eddie's going too.
We're getting Eddie out the house.
Yeah.
Well, guys, also, condolences out to Eddie. He lost his pup.
That sucks like hell. That sucks like hell. Everybody that has an animal, they already know how it goes. That's another family member, end of the day. Yeah. And that blows. But, yeah, he did say, yeah. He's like, no, I'm out. I'm in. I was like, okay, let's have some fun.
But again, if I'm going to park, I'm going to pay for a tent, I want to park under it.
Well, Joey contributed. He didn't have to, but he was like, yeah, I got you.
What?
And he sent something in, too. He didn't have to. It doesn't bother me.
It makes no sense
to me. I still paid the rest anyway. That's besides the point.
Again, it makes no sense to me. I can't make it make sense.
That's a you thing. That's
I'm asking for you to teach me.
It's okay. Perfect example.
Hold on. When I ask you stupid questions like that, and you're like, it's your preference. No, I'm asking because I want to know what that looks like, that thought process looks like.
Yeah, but it's also saying it also is your preference because there's many more people in
the team. I'm going to jump across the table and strangle you with your fucking headphones.
And it's not like I'm like, if you don't give me money, you're out. Like, it's not like that either. It's like, hey, listen, we have a they gave us the opportunity to have a tent. We could put up our banners, our flags, do all the pretty shit. But somewhere that it shows up on the printed map. So anybody that does show up, be like, yo, where's C4 at? You open up the fucking map and we're there. It's not just, you know, look for us in, like what happened last year, BMW is one side, Saabs are in the other, you were in the other. Again, there was only three of
us. But we're not going in like 20 deep like Envious is.
Doesn't matter. That's besides the point. I don't give a fuck about the number part.
That matters.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It's to have a central home location that looks nice. And aside from that, I can bring stuff.
As in?
Anything I want.
What the fuck would you... An ice maker? A toaster?
If I wanted to, I can. That's the point.
You're hurting my head.
I'm allowed to. Because if you don't, you can get booted.
What do you mean?
If you bring something that wasn't signed off by Carlisle, they'll kick you out.
And you don't get... me. So if I bring a toaster and they say it wasn't okay, they're going to light me on fire?
I don't know. If you want to try and bring a toaster, I don't know. I'm more curious on where the fuck you're going to plug it in. But that's besides the point.
Ian. I'm going to plug it into Ian. That motherfucker's electric.
But in terms of that, like I said, that's more of a, if you guys want to chip in. Not that anybody had to, because in the day I coughed up the rest anyway. But that's besides the point. Me personally, when it comes to dues.
Hold on. Wait, Amanda didn't kick in?
Oh, no, she kicked in.
Oh, all right, because you were just about to make it look like she was written off.
No, I didn't mean like that. I just meant like whoever wanted to give can give.
Hold on, Amanda, you see I just stood up for you there? That's the kind of energy I need.
You're so stupid. But again, in terms of the dues, I personally have never seen the benefit onto every month everybody has to give me
$75.
10, 20, whatever the fuck the number is, okay? Many fucking teams before us that when we were growing, we were starting, who we looked up to, like, holy shit, these guys are like legends because they were already out 10, 12, 15, 20 years. When we were coming, they were like kind of already
going,
you know, going away because they're already older guys. But I remember one of the clubs was like $80 a month per head.
I could do that.
Now, if you're not doing a lot of stuff monthly or like I can see the quote unquote benefit in terms of, you know, uniforms back then. Because back then it wasn't I can set up a shop. When you're able to, you go and you order your shirt.
Sweater.
You order a hoodie, socks, a hat, whatever the fuck you want. Back then, it wasn't like that. We had to rely on print shops, stores, actual brick and mortar places that are like, hey, listen, we can't do one or two shirts. We need to do, you know, 2 dozen shirts for us to put the order in. Mm-hmm. It's going to come out to this much.
And that's the chip in.
You chip in, one shot deal, and that's it. And we did that, too, back in the day. Now, with ease of tech and, you know, stores online, it makes my life easier to be like, all right, I'll pay the digitizing fee because I've had to pay that in the past. Well, that's never come out of anybody's pocket. No. Digitizing.
The website.
No, that's besides the point.
Oh, yeah. By the way, guys, we are in the middle of making a website.
The digitizing is getting the logo digitized for embroidery. Nobody in the team ever sees that. Because you guys pay a $10 shirt, $15 hoodie, whatever the fuck it is. I paid the $250 to get the logo digitized for the big one. And then an extra $150 if I want the same logo, smaller.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Real thing. Real thing. But it's not here or there. I can, like I said, I can see the benefit if it was like, you know, everybody chipping in 20, 30, 40, whatever the fuck it is, because I could just take from there, pay the digitizing fee, and call it even.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of that, I would have to order everybody's shirt and everybody's hoodie and everybody's hat and have boxes upon boxes upon boxes of shit. So as new members come in, thank you for your money. Here. Makes my life easier. It should be like, all right, join the team. You pay for your logo. You pay for your shirt. And we go to some shows and we have some fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an easier...
registration, hotels, you know, it's an blah, easier blah, blah, thing. Blah.
Yeah. Back then, again, it was easier. I guess you could say times have changed, but I guess it was easier back then because, let's say, you know, 15 would roll in together to like a hot and poor nights argument's like. But the money for the hotel will be taken out of there already. The money people, the members are giving in.
Yeah, that's that makes sense.
So in that sense, it makes sense to do. Me personally, like I said, it was more of a...
book it yourself.
Why? I don't want to take nobody's money for a brain fart.
Yeah, but you had 13 people in one room at one point.
Well, yeah, that was just fun. That was just so much stupid fun. That was besides the point. That was so stupid. It was so stupid and so fun. And I'll Cheech. Never and I'll never do it again. Unless it's Cheech. I'll see him helicopter again. And,
you know, here we go.
Reminiscing good times. I mean, would it be an episode?
No, would not be an episode.
So, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. So that my personal advice is always, like I said, if you don't have to charge dues, don't. Because in the day, you know, it's your brain fart. And if you're lucky enough to have people to follow your brain fart, don't charge them for it.
What else would you give this kid? Guy, I shouldn't call him a kid.
Stay out of trouble. If you know meets are a bad thing, don't go to them. Realistic. They all start like that. So, I know that for a fact.
Going back a while ago, I went to a meet because John invited me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a double-story parking deck.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, they're taking pictures of my shit, walking around it, blah, blah, blah. And the one guy was like, yo, I'm in a two-step. I'm like, and in a parking deck, I don't know if you know, but the acoustics, the way they work.
Oh yeah, it echoes like a motherfucker. Now, in a perfect world, that would have been fine.
Today's world,
going back 5, 6, 7, 8 years,
awesome.
It would have been fine. You wouldn't have been bothered. Maybe one or two cops would have shown up, but they would just be like, "All right, you know what? He's just really making a little bit of noise, but nothing too crazy." 9 out of 10, they'll go away. Or at least park and not bother you. Watch you, but not bother you. Difference.
Today?
Good fucking luck two-stepping and not coming back home towed. End of the day, it's the world that we're living in.
But again, it's that kind of activity that can bring a negative aspect to a team.
Yes, 100%. Which is, one, hard to recruit. Extremely hard to recruit. I've told you this. I've had to do fucking like background checks pretty much and hunt down IG pages because people that have the guys that show up on the application thing have two different IGs. They have the pretty I'm a good boy IG, and then like their background one is like doing donuts with your fucking dick whipping in the air and like fucking macking three people at the same time and like thumbs up and like for the clicks, bro. What the fuck? Like, come on.
Can't
like, seriously, it's stupid. It's stupid. Do I want to be doing that much homework on you? No, stupid, I don't. I just want to read your shit, look at your pictures, and be like, okay, there's potential here. Or be like, no, there's not potential yet, but come back in a few months, like I've done as well. So, like I said, it's this day and age, it's harder, but if you at least have a solid group of like 4 or 5 people that you know are not going to bring you headaches, stick with them and roll with them. Because in turn, you know, those two will know somebody else, and that's another one, and the other one will know two more people, that's two more, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I said, it's just harder now. It's much harder now, which, again, You ask any like crew that's been out for over 7 years, whatever the fuck their year is, but if they're over seven, they stay in the shadows. And it's because of this.
Also, poaching.
Poaching is a big no-no for me, personally. That's a more of a, again, optional. It's up to the person. It is what it is. Me, personally, I don't like poaching. I don't like poaching at all. I've never believed in it. Not a fan of it. If that other person decides to leave on their own, whatever the fuck terms, free reign, as I say. But with a banner on a car, no, I don't approach. I don't approach at all. I'm cool with a million fucking people, but I don't approach and be like, hey, psst, I'll let you touch it if you come over here. Like, you know what I mean?
So ready
like,
for this?
What?
John, at the time when I first met him, had a Real Ones banner on.
Okay, okay.
And he was like,
wait, is that even still around, that Real One
thing? The president doesn't have a car or some shit like that, or...
I don't even remember, because I think there was like an IG page that followed us that said Real Ones or something.
So there was a whole big traca that goes along with that, but that's neither here nor there.
Right, right.
And he was like, yeah, I'm getting ready to go to another team. I'm getting ready to go to another team. Mm-hmm. He's like, what about C4? And I gave him a couple of things about C4. He's like, oh. How about starting my own team? I'm like, you could. But again, I don't think he meets the criteria for what's going on.
Which is what?
And I don't want him to be discouraged. So I just basically said, you're probably not going to like what's going on over here.
Now, I'll chime into that.
Go ahead.
Which is what usually happens. Why I'm going to chime in on it. Let's say, for example, there's a few that are not standbys, but what I would consider potential and prospects.
Prospects, yeah. Probes.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people don't like that, which is not a negative thing to be a probationary. Not probationary, but you know what? We're keeping an eye on you. We see potential in you, just not yet because you haven't reached, you know, what my requirements are. Because I'm not even that crazy. Six mods, and you can sign up.
No, you can apply.
Yeah, exactly. You can apply. There's hope for you.
You can.
But I just can't have a 100% bone stock with tints. And I don't, if it were up to me, it wouldn't even bother me 100%, the whole tint
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but you want to see a body kit on a car at least.
Something. And I say this not because, oh my God, this is what I want to see. No. If I bring you to a show, let's say, for example, and all you have is tints, and the rest of the team has more stuff, and we park all, I'm not worried about me. I'm not worried about the team look, because in reality, I'm not. What I worry about is the people that are walking there are going, shit, nice. Wow, that's fucking crazy. Holy shit, that's cool. I've never seen that. What the fuck is that? Why do I tell you this? Because I lived it. When I first started, I was free reign with everybody. Right. There was no set in stone six mods.
So ready? Here's the other half of that.
You know what I mean?
When I first met him, because I didn't know whether he was going to start or apply.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I gave him our recipe. Grab something that doesn't fucking belong. Put it on here, put it on there, put it on here, put it on there.
And which is a free recipe that I would encourage anybody to use, really.
And I crossed my fingers. I was like, I hope he starts really like diving in, putting weird shit on his car that makes sense to him and speak to him.
Right.
So I gave him a fucking bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. Me and you both have an eBay or a Kruber list saved.
With a million fucking things that don't belong in our cars. But they look cool as shit, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
But I gave him a bunch. And lo and behold, he started his own team and he's happy with it.
If it works, good.
I'm hopeful. I'm so fucking hopeful.
You know what I mean? It's not like, oh my God, we need to be the only one. Like, I don't give a fuck about that.
Well, really he's going to make these little stickers like this. Mm-hmm. Not like our size of the fucking banner. Mm-hmm. I told him I'd throw it on the louvers. I got nothing against that. You got nothing against that.
That doesn't bother me.
So, like, I'm going to show support, but I'm not going to be a member.
I get it. That's fine. That doesn't...
I like him.
...faze me.
Well, I'm not asking for approval. I'm telling
you. No, it just doesn't faze me anyway, but it's not here or there.
But...
If it works, it works. It's one of those things. That's... Like I said, I've... And just... Also, another thing I would chime in. You know, just get cool cops, man. Show cops are not an asshole.
Yeah. That's another thing.
Testament to that is...
Edgewater.
No, aside from that, but previous fucking members that they're like, and you were there.
Say Jared's name.
Fine, whatever. You said his name. Cops wanted to fucking beat his ass down like Rodney King.
If we see that GTR again in town, we're going to light it on fire and bury his mother in it.
And they told him a million times. He goes, we don't break your fucking balls the way we want to. It's because that logo's on that fucking car.
The second it comes off.
Free reign.
Ready for this? They had his picture posted.
Posted on the
bulletin board.
Yes, dude. Yes. Yes. With the pictures of both the cars. Yes. Yes, dude. I know. I lived it because they would park, see me outside, be like, yo, you kick him out yet? I go, no, man, he's doing okay. He goes, just another lucky day for him then, I guess. And just fucking walked. I was like, fucking Christ, man. What the fuck? But you know what I mean? But that only...
Hold on. Also, this kid had a SEMA-built GTR. Let's start there.
Yeah.
And recap the story that he used to do a flame tune that would melt a bumper.
Car parked behind him. Yes. Yes. He would also park it like it was just like a fucking hoopty on the fucking corner of Burger Line.
And he would do that in front of the police department and laugh about it.
Yes. And he would do the loudest two-step in the fucking world while cruising where the police department was and sound like fuck. The first time he did it, which is what got him in the fucking radar to begin. We laughed about it because it was funny.
I could still laugh.
You know what I mean? It was funny. I'm not like.
This kid's trying to get shot.
Yeah.
On the rainbow flag crossing.
It sounded like a fucking AK. And I think if I'm not mistaken, it was some like rookie ones chilling outside. And when I tell you.
Covering their ears, picking up their leg.
No, those motherfuckers jumped up like they were ready to take on fucking World War III.
Thanos.
Yeah. They're like, yo, we're the new Avengers. That's fucking Thanos and we need to kill this motherfucker. Like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, great.
Great.
Granted, we laughed about it, but that's what put him on the fucking radar. Every chance that car was parked, it was grabbing a ticket. You know what I mean?
But they never impounded it.
Yes. Granted, they never did. They never did. Like I said, it sucks. It is what it is, but the cooler you become with fucking cops, they get to know you. They're not stupid. They're like, all right. These are just idiots that are literally just like working on their fucking cars and going to shows.
So
the chances of them busting your balls is less than like you park next to a fucking Honda with a loud ass muffler and a red light and you're fully modded, air ride, wide body, crazy paint TVs up the fucking wazoo.
If he two steps it, you're going to be the one who gets pulled over.
Now.
That's kind of the dilemma I have with my car.
Yeah. Because you're the one that stands out.
Stupid.
It needs to be a rational cop that understands cars for them to be like, nah, it wasn't him. It was the clapped out one over here. But that's Russian roulette. Like I said, it's gotten harder. Hopefully it gets a little bit better. People have been cracking. It's been getting cracked down a lot more. So hopefully it stops to a certain degree. But like I said, if you have a good group, stick with them, roll with them.
Have them pick up more people.
And have them slowly pick up more people. And number one rule I give everybody. If they don't bring you a headache, they're not going to bring me one. Hands down. Because if you're like, I want to choke this guy out like 3 times out of the week, that means I'm going to want to choke him out 6 days out of the fucking week. And I don't want him. This is how it goes. But like I said, it's, you know, have fun with it. It is stressful. You'll probably gain a few gray hairs here or there. That's what happens. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, time to pump the new shit.
We have a few discounts we would like to give everybody that listens to us. Number one is with Luminous Tints. So with all the crazy tint colors that they're coming out with, they are being a very cool sponsor for the team. But we're going to share the code with everyone that listens, for everybody that wants to get crazy colored tints on their cars. You type in Team C4 and you get 15% off the total bill for the tints. The new tech now of removable tints. Yes, removable tints. Some say it's corny. Some say it's cool. Whatever the fuck. We're here to give you the fucking discount code anyway. Starting as of today, well, when you guys listen, The code is live. So you put in C4, you get 25% off the total bill of your tents. And again, that's removable. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. And what else? What else? Oh, and
one more.
Broken Realms. So if you go to Broken Realms and you put in code C4 Lifestyle, you get another 15% off all the merchandise that they have as well. Shirts, hoodies, stuff like that too. And lastly, if you put in C4, 5 off on the C4 Lifestyle website, you will get 10% off and free shipping on all the new apparel line that I have as well.
There you go.
Not bad. Figured a little thank you for sticking with our bullshit this far in. So let's see what happens. We do have some cool stuff coming along the way. Hopefully everything can be announced in its timely fashion. We will see what happens. We have a lot of builds to finish. Oh, God, yeah. I don't even want to fucking think about it. I really don't, because I just want to set all the cars on fire and start from scratch. So I think it'll be easier at this rate of the game.
Pokemon cards.
Aside from that, more than welcome to come hang out with us at the shows. Looking forward to see Hot Import Nights, Carlisle. You doing Z1 again?
Come with Bingo.
Okay, so that's definitely a hard no. And let's see what else. We have a few shows. You can always check us out at teamc4.club. Check out our show schedule. It's updated every 2 weeks now.
Also, we have an app.
We have more shows now, so I'm posting up a lot more about the shows. The Team C4 app, Android, iOS. The podcast has its own mobile app. So if you type in c4lifestyle.show, you can take us anywhere, like we're herpes. And we're giving you the burning itch that doesn't go away. So you can see and kind of like go nuts and binge all fucking 4 seasons. What else?
You don't want to binge all 4 seasons.
Yeah, yeah, of course they do. They want to lose brain cells.
Those 4 seasons are an ode to going from a street car to a show car for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been a build process. Yeah, yeah.
From when I started to now.
Yeah. It's been, I mean, it's a good listen. So anybody that wants to binge them, knock yourselves out. Let's see, what else? Well, we'll be working on your website, so we'll be posting up that soon once it's ready to rock and roll. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to chime in?
Guys, remember the new season's coming. Remember show etiquette.
Be nice to each other. At least try to anyway.
And be as helpful as you can to the person next to you. As much as you can, do as much as you can to help them, because everybody's growing and learning from each other, and it's a beautiful thing. If you can push the car community to add one more team, one more member, one more enthusiast, one more gearhead.
Makes the hobby just stronger, end of the day. So I wish you all an awesome build. I wish you all an awesome season for 2024. We'll be back just like, you know, your herpes as usual. But yeah, just like I said, check us out online, C4 Lifestyle, C4 Lifestyle Media, Team C4, C4 Garage, Z... What's yours? I forgot. I need so much sleep. It's not even funny.
Z33 Snuff there on Instagram and on TikTok.
Feet Finder is Snuffleup, I guess, for you, 69.
What is wrong with you?
I just want to know how many people are going to sit there and type it. I wish I could, like, that's all I want to know. Please send me a screenshot. If there's somebody even out there that has that. Missing toes and shit.
I'm so done, guys.
Yeah, love you all. Love you to death. Thank you again for an awesome season 4. And yeah, as always, my friends, keep it custom, because life's way too short to stay stuck.
Later, babe.